Sorry, sir.
Go ahead.
I just want to, because, sorry.
Knowledge puffs up.
Love edifies.
But truth does what? Sets us free.
Yeah. Hmm.
And if we want to walk in the Spirit and we want to be free and serve one another, it's as we're feeding on the truth. Mm-hmm. And it's not, again, it's not knowledge. You can read all the books that Believer's Bookshelf has and still not be spiritually mature. Spiritually mature has to do with a little bit later in the book of Ephesians. He says, be filled with the Spirit of God. And in Galatians 5, I think on Friday, in the main adult Bible, the main Bible study, we're going to look at Ephesians 5, walking in the Spirit, and what that, Galatians 5, and what that means to walk in the Spirit. And if we're walking in the Spirit and we're filled with the Spirit, then those things that are mentioned in Galatians 5, those are Christ-like features that are to be seen in me. And it's striking that in our portion here in Ephesians 4, he goes on to say, speaking the truth in love. Mm-hmm. Now, we might say that means don't lie. Hmm. Well, that's fine. But it also means something else. Speaking Christ to one another. Mm-hmm. Speaking the Lord Jesus to one another. Speaking Christ by my actions to one another. And do it in love. Hmm. And that's spirituality. Because if the features of Christ are coming out and I'm speaking the truth in love and you see Christ coming out of me, how can we not be edified by that? And if I see Christ coming out of you, mm-hmm. speaking the truth in love in action, if I see that coming out of you, how can I not be edified by that?
So in this connection, if we think of the natural analogy, how do we know that a person has become a mature adult, let's say? It's not that, you know, on a certain birthday or with a certain degree or something like that, that they have now become mature. They have developed properly to be responsible with or for the things that are part of their own sphere of responsibility. They manage responsibly. They respond responsibly to the things that they're supposed to. And just to add some weight to what we were saying about if we are divided, we are not mature. If we are not acting with a united or enhancing unity, the unity of the body, the unity of the Spirit, we are not mature. Just turning to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and then I'd like to move us on to a couple other scriptures together. But 1 Corinthians 3, Paul said to the Corinthians, I couldn't talk to you mm-hmm. as though you were spiritual people. I had to talk to you as though you were fleshly people, carnal people. I think the NIV and some other translations say worldly people, but really fleshly is better. It's not the influence of the world here. It's the influence of our own flesh that is causing the problem. And as to babes in Christ, the babes here, that word babes is exactly the same word as the children in Ephesians chapter 4. The children who are tossed to and fro. It's actually babies who are tossed to and fro. The Corinthians were that characteristic. Verse 3, you are still fleshly. How did he know they were still fleshly? What's he going to say? Well, you listen to rock music. Right? You don't use the right jargon. You haven't learned the proper terms. You can't speak spiritual things in spiritual ways. No, he says, you're still fleshly. Isn't it obvious when there's envy and strife among you? You're babies. You're immature because you're envying one another. You're allowing strife to continue unaddressed, unabated. Just in this connection, I mentioned a verse yesterday that I couldn't remember where it was. God is able to abase those who are proud, those who exalt themselves. It's Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar actually says it after he went around saying, look at all the great things I've done. And God made him like an ox for 7 years. And he reflects on that in Daniel chapter 4. The last phrase is, those who walk in pride, he is able to abase. It's really tremendous, whole chapter there. Anyway. Now I'd like us to turn to Romans. We have about 15 minutes left. we don't have to abandon Ephesians chapter 4. There are other things here that we should include in this context. But I'd like to take us to Romans as well. Romans chapter, I'm going to propose three verses, and I'd like to just have somebody read each verse. Somebody just volunteer right now. Romans 12, 16. Don't read it yet, but somebody could take that. Just raise your hand. Romans 12, 16. Okay, good. Just get a microphone over there to that brother. And Romans 13, 8. Somebody else? Romans 13, 8. Okay, here's one. And then in the middle there, Romans 14, 19. Okay, so you can just look ahead. 12, 16, 13, 8, and 14, 19.
Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation.
13:8.
Owe no one anything unless to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law.
And 14:19.
Microphone back to Jason.
Just pass it on back to the rows there.
Sorry, Jeffrey.
Romans 14:19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another.
Thank you. We had said among ourselves in some of our planning discussions, it'd be really nice to get in some of the verses of Romans 12, 13, and 14. So rather than trying to cover three additional chapters, here's a little flavor of Romans 12 and 13 and 14. And they have they all have this aspect of one another. The one another's of Scripture are so key. And I'd like us to not abandon the thought that we haven't really touched on yet in Ephesians 4, which is the fact of Christ the head. Christ the head supplies. Let's just turn back. We can flip back and forth. But Ephesians 4, where we were, Ephesians 4, verse the end of verse 15 into verse 16. Christ is the head, verse 16, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, every part does its share, skipping a little phrase there, growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. The body is primarily, as members of the body, we are primarily interested in the growth of fellow believers, the growth of the body. We sometimes say, well, we are the hands and feet of Christ in the world, because we are the body of Christ. And we understand that figure also. But really, when the Scripture promotes the fact that we are members of one another, it's to help ourselves. The hand brings food to the mouth. We help ourselves grow. That's the primary meaning of the figure of the body of Christ, or the purpose that we are given, the outlook that we should have to make increase of the body itself. So with those thoughts of the one another's, 12, 16, 13, 8, and 14, 19, we had thoughts about edifying one another, loving one another, considering the things, the interests of one another. But there's one head. So how could we link these things together?